not live by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. Telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second hour, your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop, here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network, Thursday, June 4th, 2026 edition. This segment brought to you by the party we're going to have on 4th of July at Liberty Mountain USA down in Clare County off of M-115, Farwell, Michigan. You can go to the website, libertymountainusa.com, click on events, and get your tickets starting at $15 to be basically the lawn seats of Pine Knob. Well, there's only one difference. The lawn at Liberty Mountain is the mountain, absolutely unbelievable view of the stage. Sound is unbelievable. You can bring your blankets, your chairs, whatever, your coolers. Have a fun time up on the mountain, throwing frisbees, doing whatever you guys want to do up there for $15. This is going to be a huge party on 4th of July. Go to libertymountainusa.com. Get your tickets for the mountain. $15. If you want a chair on the main floor, 25, a little closer, 35, VIP meeting with Mark Farner, former lead guitar vocalist of Grand Funk Railroad and his band, Mark Farner's American Band. 4th of July, Saturday, come be with us. If you want to camp there Friday night, Saturday night, you can do it. They have camping sites available. It is an unbelievable venue. You got to come and see this. Votes on welfare. Third grade reading. Gender transition for minors moved yesterday in the House. After a failed vote on the university board reform proposal, House Republicans discharged and passed a series of very contentious bills yesterday, consisting of welfare benefit reforms, third grade reading, and gender transition procedures for minors. The bills passed. Pulled from the Government Operations Education and Welfare Committees, passed largely along party lines. Shortly after the House failed to pass House Joint Resolution U that it would have changed the state's constitution. That's basically where they wanted the Attorney General, the Secretary of State, to be in the August 4th primaries every year. Of course, the dates change. August primaries for those two offices. Rather than they being nominated by the parties at state conventions. As far as the university positions go, for University of Michigan, Michigan State University, Wayne State University, they wanted those trustees, Board of Governors, regents, appointed by the governor. Well, that resolution to put it on the ballot failed. We're going to get into everything that they did in the House yesterday. Short break. We'll be right back.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing. People, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number two. What they did in Lansing in the House yesterday was pretty much Republicans passing what they wanted. Speaker Matt Hall, Republican Richland Township, said the move was not a result of Democrats voting against the resolution. Rather, it was because Republicans had a full caucus present and wanted to move budget-related bills before negotiations ramped up on the resolution to put it on the ballot to change the state's constitution when it comes to those elected offices. Hall said several of the bills were budget implementation bills that Republicans need as they negotiate with the Democrats, particularly when it comes to public assistance programs. One of the most important parts of this budget negotiation with the Democrats is going to be rooting out the waste, fraud, abuse, and welfare system. It is a priority of the Republicans this year, and in order to do that, we needed these budget implementation bills passed. So, somewhat tabling House Joint Resolution U to change our state constitution regarding Attorney General and Secretary of State and how they are elected. Getting into the sausage making of the budget, House Bill 6013, which would require the Department of Health and Human Services to monitor Michigan bridge card transactions and suspend a recipient's card if it was used outside of the state for more than 90 consecutive days, unless the recipient verifies their continued Michigan residency or eligibility. Some people claim that people that had bridge cards could afford to go to Florida for the winter, sometimes staying down there 4 or 5 months during the winter months here in Michigan. Well, if you can afford to go to Florida, winter in Florida, you don't need a bridge card. If you do it for more than 90 consecutive days, then your card would be suspended. How do they know where you're spending it? Because it's swiped like a credit card. They know even exactly what store you're shopping at. So, very, very interesting. The House also passed House Bill 5812, which would prohibit also the Department of Health and Human Services from seeking, accepting, or renewing any federal SNAP work requirement waiver without specific legislative authorization. House Bill 5813, companion bill, would also require the DHHS to annually report medical assistant errors and improper payments. House also passed another bill, House Bill 5520, a third grade reading proposal that would revise the state's reading intervention law, including provisions around screening for dyslexia, the science of reading instruction, and possible retention for students who are not proficient in reading by the end of the third grade. Retention, that means not allowing the students to automatically be pushed into the fourth grade when they can't read by the third grade. We had this on the books back during Governor Snyder's time. It was one of the very first bills that Democrats undid during the trifecta. 2022 election, when a lot of Republicans didn't bother to vote, Democrats were in control of both the House and the Senate with Governor Gretchen Whitmer. They got rid of the third grade reading requirements. Well, now House controlled by the Republicans are putting it back in. One of the people that MERS News Service spoke with, Fitzgerald said Democrats agree that third grading reading is a priority, but they oppose policies that would hold students back without providing enough support. Fitzgerald said that third grade reading and our attainment in regard to this is a top priority, but we're not going to do it on the backs of kids who are being held behind. Well, who allowed them to be not taught how to read? Got a very simple question. Was it the teachers? Somebody's responsible for these kids not being able to read by third grade. Who is it? We're not going to talk about feeling bad for the kids because they didn't have enough support. Who is responsible, sir? You can't just make a statement without breaking it down and actually rooting out the real problem. The problem is the teachers failed to teach the kids how to read. Is it the parents' fault? They didn't read to the kids when they were 1 year old? They didn't teach them their ABCs before they sent them to kindergarten? What's the problem? Sick and tired of you guys making excuses for teachers that don't teach. Third grade reading is a top priority. Well, then guess what? If they don't know how to read by the third grade, they stay back. And then they're taught what they should have been taught already. They don't just automatically get promoted to the fourth grade. Democrats want policies focused on resources. What is resources? Taxpayer dollars. They want resources for students and educators. Oh, you mean teachers that should be teaching the kids how to read already? You want more money rather than retention alone. We want to give educators and those around kids the tools that they need to give the students the best opportunity for success, said State Representative John Fitzgerald, Democrat from Wyoming, House Minority Floor Leader. Just telling kids you have to learn how to read by the third grade is not going to do it. You're right, John. You got to have teachers do their job. And if the kids can't read, it's their job to do something about it. Talk to the parents. Get them a tutor. Do whatever you got to do to make sure by the time they leave the third grade, they can read a dang book. Fitzgerald went on to say, if Republican members are asking to show more productivity to their constituents, the chamber could instead be moving bipartisan proposals, something we all agree on. We have a slate of things already sitting in second reading for both parties that could really make a difference in the lives of Michiganders, but we're not moving them because the Republicans are in control. Well, guess what? They're only doing what you guys did when you had control of the House 2023, 2024. Elections have consequences. Well, the House Minority Leader, Rajiv Puri, Communist Democrat from Canton, was much sharper in his criticism, saying that these bills the Republicans ran through reflected dysfunction in the Republican majority. Today's bills were the greatest hits of fringe culture war bullshit that no one's asking for, said Perry, quote unquote. It's not actually going to fix any meaningful issues. They're living on the fringes and not affecting what real policies need to be for Michigan families. Perry said lawmakers should instead be focused on policies that would make life easier for families in our state. there are meaningful things we could be doing to make people's lives easier. But we're going to continue to do these fringe things that appeal to a base that are simply gimmicks and gotcha moments that aren't actually going to solve any issues, said Puri. Some of the longest floor speeches came on a package of bills related to gender transition procedures for minors. Oh my God, here we go. The package included House Bills 44, 66, 67, and 68, which would prohibit healthcare professionals from providing certain puberty blockers, hormone treatments, or surgery to minors for the purpose of gender transition, with exceptions for disorders of sexual development, injuries, infections, disease, and certain emergency medical situations. Republican State Representative Jamie Green of Richmond argued that the package of bills was about preventing minors from making permanent medical decisions before entering adulthood. This package of bills says children should be protected until they're adults, talking during her floor speech. We're not talking about a haircut. We're not talking about dyeing your hair or getting a nose ring. We're not talking about a name change or simply changing clothes the way you dress. We're talking about healthy body parts that have permanent consequences from medical procedures and drugs. She then pivoted her speech to a very more direct manner. And yes, we need to talk about orgasms. We need to talk about sexual function. We need to talk about personalities. We need to talk about genealogy. Then when health sexual tissue is cut, removed, suppressed, reconstructed, those consequences last forever, Green said. We cannot pretend that words change biology. We can no longer pretend that it is simple to understand what it may mean when you become 25, 30, 40, 50 years old. When you want intimacy, you want a relationship, you want a marriage, you want children, you want breastfeeding, you want normal sensations, or a body that was allowed to develop fully before adults interfered with minor children. She closed her statement with this: the history will have eyes on us, urging that we should have held medical professionals accountable and we needed to protect the children. Protect their right to grow up fully intact. Let them enjoy being a child before becoming an adult. Let's make orgasms great again. End quote, mic drop, said State Representative Jamie Green from Richmond. We'll wrap this story up on the other side. Bottom of the hour news of hour number two. We'll be right back. This is